Hello, this is your life-changing podcast, Knowings, Spiritual and All Things Human. Renowned spiritual leader, visionary, author, and advocate for humanity, Mahatma Chris Griscom, answers crucial questions from around the world with her vast illuminated cosmic wisdom. Gentle and often humorous in her knowings, she includes her famed Exercises in Consciousness that help to bring the listener into a state of expanded conscious self-awareness, global focus, and participation. With each segment in the series, Chris answers three diverse questions to discover deeper aspects of who you are and how to find meaning and purpose in your individual and global realities. This is for you. Chris Griscom is the world's foremost expert on reincarnation. Her intensives of the Light Institute with themes of all things human are for people around the globe with the purpose of changing lives and helping the planet. Chris Griscom brings the gift of higher consciousness, accelerating the evolution of humanity and the world.
Thank you. We do have a second part to this meditation. We call it Knowings. And people from around the world each week send in questions that they would like for us to focus upon in order to uplift ourselves, illuminate our consciousness, and all who are participating. So Allison will tell us the questions that have come today. Allison?
The first question is from Kathmandu, Nepal.
Kathmandu?
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Dear Chris Griscom, why do we carry memories from other lifetimes in the cellular memory of new bodies? Isn't this counterproductive to evolution?
Absolutely not. There will never be evolution, not in the cosmos, on any way, on any level, in any dimension, without the flow of consciousness through form. And that's why these energies are not only in the Akashic records, but they are accessible through the mind of the cell, through cellular memory. And so it is that when we come into body, we come in with all of these infinite lifetime experiences of the soul, the purpose of the soul in each one, to experience that which will create the evolution of the soul through our experiences. What we can't imagine is that what happens to you in your growth, in your illumination, and your awareness through experience, through embodiment, when you pass from your body in each incarnation of the soul, that vibration ripples into the cosmos and becomes part of the evolution. The evolution of eternity. And so it is absolutely essential. It's the laws of the cosmos, karma, cause and effect. The cause and effect, action and reaction, necessitate a form. It necessitates a channel through which energies can pass in order to create something that allows the impetus of evolution. So, it is good. Blessings. Allison?
The second question is from somewhere in the world, but we don't know where.
Hello, world.
Ask Chris if she sees humanity returning to the time before, what we call history, when beings were far more advanced consciously. I hope my thought is correct. Be blessed.
Whenever we have an intuition, whenever we have a sense of something, it has meaning for us. It has an energy which we call truth. And there isn't just one truth. Truth is formed by our experiences as we come again and again into body. And so I would say absolutely, absolutely, this is not just a dream that you have, it's a memory that you have. And we are connected psychogenetically with all who have taken form on this planet, not just humans. We will not return to the consciousness of those who came, the early light beings that came onto this planet, but we will carry forward. And what's happening is that we are beginning to access our spiritual DNA, which allows us to begin to awaken some part of us that understands laws, cosmic laws, that are more advanced than what we might call miracles. laws that allow us to live with illumination as in oneness and embracing the highest laws of cause and effect of karma. And so we are the ones that will pass to future generations. And what I'm seeing happening is that there is this awakening. More and more people are beginning to have experiences that are beyond our third dimensional reality. And the important thing is to realize that we can integrate them. And as we integrate them into our daily lives, is we begin to imagine that we could manifest food or healing or oneness, and that we are part of some great energetic purpose. The more that we imagine that, because it is moving around in there somewhere, the more we will become the templates of that. And so there will be an evolution as we carry within us a compilation of these higher light beings and physical form. Our physical form is not less than. It's simply one that carries different laws in order for evolution. And as we integrate them, we will begin to be the source of new species. How about that? Allison?
The last question is from Tularosa, New Mexico in the USA.
Hello, Tularosa.
Dear Chris, I hope you return from your travels in time to answer this question in your wonderful knowings. Will you please talk about how we can best use the solar eclipse that will be happening on April 8th? Use it to help our world?
Oh, thank you. I am very excited about this solar eclipse. I've experienced about three ones in my life around the planet. And what I know is that it is a great opportunity when there is an exchange, a shifting of our sun's relationship to Earth, even if it's only moments really, or what we think of as hours, as our moon passes between us and creates a different frequency, energies, cosmic and radiant energies that are changed, which change us. Imagine that if darkness and light and the position of the moon and the stars and the sun pull on our tides, and our bodies are made of liquid, that influences us as well. And so, yes, what I would say to you is, as our Earth, and you will experience this, and perhaps already are, that the Earth is moving. There's been some earthquakes. It's having fire. It's having wind. It's responding to this energetic that is coming and will be here and will pass. And it will allow us the opportunity to focus on something that's so powerful, and that is to realize that we are a part of a great cosmic energy, a galactic frequency, a solar system that's more than our third dimensional realities. And so what I would say is take this opportunity of the solar eclipse to, whether you can see it or not, doesn't matter. Your body will feel it, as will everything around you. In one of the eclipses, I very profoundly experienced that you could see through a leaf and that all insects, all life stopped moving. You could not hear a bird or rustling or anything moving. Everything stopped at that moment of the true eclipse. And so what I would recommend as a way to help this Earth, our home here, is to use this to pay attention, not only at this time on the 8th of the eclipse, to tune in to these changes, the changes of light, to notice how beautiful is our Earth, to notice the balance, and to send your energy into that. And we can do a little quick frequency exercise in consciousness to our Earth, to nature, so that everything that lives, everything, can absorb this opportunity for change and going forward, but specifically for humans to remember that this Earth is sacred and alive, And the more that we acknowledge that, the more that we feel the wonderment, the more that we recognize the consciousness of a bird or a worm or whatever it is, the more we align to that. And when we align to that, we help our earth to make the shifts that need to be made in response to our solar and lunar energetics that will help us live on this planet Earth in higher frequencies. So what we'll do is to, as we did, and it's interesting you asked this question, as we did in the third part of our other meditation, but this time we will send light to the Earth. And sending light to the Earth, we will feel that as we draw it from the cosmos, whatever that frequency is, and we extend it to Earth, that we are extending the gift of our presence and our caring for planet Earth. Because right now, all of us who have chosen as a soul family to come on Earth at this planet, on this planet at this time, must realize that part of our evolutionary purpose is to protect and to grow our Earth in harmony with ourselves and ourselves with Earth. Close your eyes. Imagine, and see as your higher self shows you how to focus that. Maybe you focus it on the waters of the sea or the sky or the stars or the sun or the moon or wherever. But just ask your higher self to show you where to focus the energy that you will give in order to protect and to help our Earth through this eclipse. And see what you get. And ask whatever aspect that is of Earth, of Mother Nature, what frequency of light it needs from you to support this passage, this evolutionary energetic, this forward motion, this opportunity for change to release what does not serve, to help the Earth release, and to amplify that which creates balance on our Earth in the dimensions of nature and humans and all of life. See what color comes to your mind at this moment. Reach up into the cosmos and pull down exactly that color, even if you're going to send it back to the sun or the moon. But pull it down from the cosmos, from the ever streaming of cosmic light. That color. Bring it down into your solar plexus and now laser it out to whatever aspect of Earth, of Gaia, of our planet is asking that frequency from you to awaken your caring, to awaken your focus to that. And what will happen as you extend that light out is that in the next few days, you'll begin to realize that you're a part of it and begin to care about taking care of birds or animals or flowers or Earth itself or the sky, and realize that in that focus that you give comes part of your own destiny. And your destiny connected to all humanity's destiny and purpose. So reach up, call down that color, and laser it out to Earth, to nature, with the sense that as you become the carrier, the channel of this, that you are contributing, that you are using your consciousness to make a difference, to be what we call here agents of change. Keep it streaming through you now and just imagine what happens when nature receives it, Earth receives it. You may see an explosion of light or feel a balance or some kind of awareness or even a sense of something that you were not aware of before. Breathe deeply and open your eyes. My higher self added a little point there in terms of you aligning and giving to Earth, and that is how important it is to stand barefoot. When we stand barefoot, the negative energies flow out of us, and it allows us to link with Earth. It doesn't matter if you're standing on a street or in your house. Come out and stand anywhere, day or night, for just a few minutes, and feel how there's an exchange with your life force energy and Earth herself. Thank you, higher self. My great love and the awe and wonderment of knowing that we are here on this planet through this fantastic, complete solar eclipse. The light is within us.